All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City on this, the 10th day of August, 2021. I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and also like to encourage you to continue sending along whatever comments you have about this show. Send them to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable: Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, NV Gold Corp, and Firefax Gold are this week's sponsors. Before I talk about today's show, with the gold markets getting slammed by massive paper market sales by the major bullion banks over the past few trading days, it would have been good to have Michael Oliver with us today to get his take on just how serious this decline is in the yellow metal. But since he is not with us today, I thought I would pass along some remarks that he sent out yesterday following the bloodbath in the gold market. And he said, and I quote, "As we said in the weekend report, we expect this week on weekly momentum to be the last week for bears to do whatever they can do. Then the table begins to turn. Admittedly, we were surprised by the depth of this week. Panic collapses soon after a major high, several months or so. If they break major long-term momentum structures can, in fact, be the beginning of new trends. But when a panic occurs more than a year after a fully confirmed momentum high, as last August high was by all metrics, then the panic is more likely a buying situation. It's best to see more bounce before fully assuming that." End of quote. So the bottom line from Michael's perspective is that while he believes the possibility of a new trend direction on the downside is there, he thinks that is highly unlikely. And he not only believes we are likely reaching a bottom here, but in his weekly missive, he said he is putting his money where his mouth is by buying more silver. I should also like to mention a very good article written by Matthew Piepenberg, which you can access at miningstocks.com. The link is right there. You just scroll down to the orange title on the front homepage. It's significant weekly market headlines, and the first two articles that are there are by Mr. Piepenberg. And I think they're very valuable in terms of helping you not only understand why the recent takedown in gold, but also how it is related to the Basel III arrangement. He explains the connection, essentially saying that it was a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of a thing, where a lot of the interests were covering their shorts by buying gold, and that drove the price up, and then the opposite occurred. But he's certainly longer-term bullish on gold as well. Short-term, anything can happen, that's for sure. Michael Oliver, olivermsa.com is the place to go to keep up with Michael. And he will be sending out missives whenever they're urgent, like he did just yesterday after the major downturn in gold. Today, gold seems to be finding some stability in its current range. Those of us that are bullish hope that this is about it on the downside, but time will tell. I've titled today's show, "The Great Eruption is Upon Us." Richard Mayberry and Dr. Quentin Henning are return guests this week. The title of this week's show is the main topic featured in Richard Mayberry's August 2021 letter. Richard says that he is 90% sure that the Great Eruption has begun. He says it will result in many bankruptcies, but also new fortunes among those who understand it. He says that the three components of the Great Eruption are the rebellion against the swamp, the new era of inflation, and cyber war. He explains each component and the instability that comes with them will be explored. We will explore those ideas with Richard when he's with us in the second half of today's show. Those are: how bad will it get? Is hyperinflation a possibility? And will a currency reset coincide with the Great Eruption? These are some of the questions that I want to ask him when he's with us. Most importantly, though, how does Richard think those who are able to clearly envision the future direction of America, how can they turn hard times into good times so he can help us live up to the name of our show? One possibility is to own companies that produce gold and silver, which several thousand years of history tells us the markets will eventually demand as money. Quentin Henning will update us on one of your host's favorite new gold producers, that's Novo Resources. Novo appears to be approaching production optimization at its Wheaton's Creek gold mine in Australia, which I believe will be one of many more to come in Australia for that company. If so, these shares should be set, I think, for a nice ride higher to higher levels as the company starts to report on a quarterly basis now its production and obviously its financials as well. So I'm really very excited about Novo Resources and a number of the companies that are sponsors to this show and others that are not that I follow in my newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com to sign up for my weekly and monthly letter. But I do think that you're going to want to hear what Quentin has to say. You want to pay close attention to that. We do have to go to break now, but when we come back, we'll be back with Dr. Quentin Henning to talk about Novo Resources. Don't go away.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.